I honestly think probably by the end of August.
Okay. So if we move that one up 3 months, would the other items that are listed here fall within these sequences? Are all the LSBs meeting? I think the LSBs are required to meet monthly. Maybe that might not be true, actually. There's some, I think they're required to meet 10 months a year or something like that. Are all the LSBs meeting in August? I'm not sure whether everybody can answer that right now. I know I can't.
I believe KPFK is.
Sharon, are we meeting in, is KPFA meeting in August?
Yes, but we're having a very short meeting because we're having the town hall. We're hoping to have the town hall immediately afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, it would be tough. So item B is identifying and ranking budget priorities in order of importance. And I have a feeling that would take the better part of a meeting to do that. So chances are that KPFA would miss that. Oh, wait. Did you say August 31st? You did. I'm sorry, Tamara. That would be the September meeting. That one should be a little bit better, I would think. We don't have any competing stuff going on for that meeting. I realize this is kind of dropping like a lead brick here because, you know, without everybody's LSB meeting schedule, it's going to be difficult to determine whether doing that is going to be possible in September for all the divisions.
Yes, I don't believe that we are. I believe KPFA is not meeting in September, in fact.
Yeah, so there's going to be an issue. So now we're out into October.
Is there an issue where maybe they could discuss this before I meet with the treasurers? So a lot of times we'll just put together kind of a starting point and have them kind of go from there. And so forgive me, my first time kind of working through
it's
you guys and having such a large group to manage. I'm usually dealing with one person at the station that I'm doing. It's such a large group that I understand there's so many moving pieces and so many people that are involved. I'm just trying to think through it.
Yeah, part of the issue here, of course, is that the NFC is supposed to complete a central services schedule for that item. For item B.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to be possible probably until, once again, I would rely on Tamara and maybe our Paul to help me figure out when that would be possible.
So this is Sharon. Can I ask a question about item B? Because it says identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance, scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is high. So budget priorities, isn't that something, though, that the LSB could discuss without, isn't that something without having...
Yeah, that was kind of my thought also. Because I'm kind of thinking these are bigger picture items where they're more like goals and things that you would like to implement or areas where you think you can save money or things of that nature that... You know, maybe they could have a meeting about that now to kind of determine those things, even when they don't have overall numbers. To speak to the central services formula, I know it hasn't been recalculated in at least a few years. I think it may be based on 2014 data. So, you know, I could even suggest that we look at 2017, since that's the last audited period, would still be a little more current information to base a formula for the coming year. And then when you go to do it the next year, you have better information.
Our fault
out there as a suggestion.
Sorry.
Yeah, Paul, I was hoping you'd chime in here. You're like the key ingredient.
An actual thing, yes. In terms of the budget priorities for the central services formula, my impression from what's been getting said for the past number of months is that Pacifica Management and the NETA were going to send that to us, that this was something they were going to determine in a more scientific way than we generally do it, and that this was going to be handed to us. So is that not happening now?
Well, we can definitely use the same logic that you've been using with better information, with more current information. I don't think we're at the place yet that we're going to be able to give you a better way of doing it, which would be to look more at the expenses and look at the direct expenses for each entity to kind of know a better idea of what costs need to be recovered for each station. I don't think that we're quite there yet. Maybe by this time next year, we'll be in a better place to do that. I hope that answers your question.
Well, it sort of does, I suppose. I mean, basically what we're doing here is we're looking at this timeline, which was originally generated some years ago. And I have to say the timeline has generally always fallen behind. So, I won't say never, but we're falling pretty far behind for FY20. I guess maybe we should start on this sort of thing. I guess the local finance committees can start bothering general managers about budget priorities, and then at the next meeting, the NFC can really start working on the central services formula for FY20. Although there's a lot of other stuff that's on there, but that's an important thing to do. Maybe we should do that and do what we can do instead of getting too wrapped up with what would be great.
Yeah, and as Tamara said, she can come up with a revised number that would at least be better than what we're working with right now. Although it wouldn't be exact, it would definitely be an improvement. Tamara, how long would it take you to come up with an interim formula for the central services budgets?
I think I could definitely give that to you by the end of the month, and probably sooner than that. I'm just allowing myself some time there.
Okay, that should be okay. So let's see. Okay, we're going to have to go through and revise all these deadlines for 2020, with the hope that in future years we'll be able to get something far closer to the schedule that we had for 2019 for 2020 before today. Once the books get cleaned up more. Should we go through, we got plenty of time, should we go through this one item at a time and make sure that nothing major is getting overlooked here? Item C is generating draft station budgets and submitting to CFO, so that would be September 30th, June, July, August, September, yeah, September 30th. Is that going to be possible? Yeah, it might be. It might be. Sharon, just a quick question to you. When's our next LSB meeting is coming right up. It's not this weekend. It's the weekend after, right?
Yes, I believe that's right.
Yeah. We could probably slip the budget priorities onto the agenda for this month. Probably.
Yeah. Actually, yes, you're right. We have it on the 27th. No. Wait. I don't know.
It might be the 20th.
But yeah, we could definitely do that.
Okay. So I don't know how the other stations feel about slipping this into the next meeting. I know our call would probably be able to manage it based on the enthusiasm he's suggesting for this. Yes? No? Okay, you're laughing.
Enthusiasm? all right. Looking into, okay, our next meeting is in, you know, like 20 hours or something. In August, the WPAI LSP will meet, and just about all the LSPs will be meeting on generally the second Wednesday in a month. So that's how they pretty much all meet. The Generate draft station budgets, it's a management thing with local finance committees mostly. The LSBs, skipping ahead to item E, the LSBs generally get their last bite, two more steps down. So, I don't know. The general managers have to generate their station budgets because they're the ones who have a clue about it. Governance can't do it. So they have to do it, and then it has to go to the LSP. It should go to the LSP. Many LSPs have missed approving their budgets in various years. But, you know, I don't know if we want to do that now or what. So that's a debate. I think we just have to live with the idea that the FY20 budget is probably going to come in late and live with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the proposed deadline for the schedule was September 30th, and it seems like the whole schedule needs to get moved out by 3 months, which puts it, you know, one quarter into the fiscal year. But we're three quarters into the fiscal year right now and don't have the 19 budgets yet. So I would certainly regard that as an improvement. What I'm trying to come up with here is something that's realistic. And it seems like it could be realistic as long as we stay on it and keep pushing it forward and just take what we've got and use it. Once again, not having current numbers is gonna hurt this process, but as the process moves along, we should be getting like regular updates on this stuff, and that should help things move along. If the October deadline is met and all this stuff is current by then, we might actually come up with some fairly realistic budgets. They might have to, let's see. Okay, let's add 3 months to the review of the draft station budgets. That would be July, August, September, October 31st. That might actually coincide really nicely. So it seems like by adding 90 days to this, that we might actually make it through this process, although we would be missing certain things as we went along and just have to gather that information as it was available to add it to the budgets. And I realize that you know, that could create some objection at the LSB level, and also draw the timeline out for completing these activities, especially if there's strong objections. In other words, if people just throw up their arms and say we can't do this without this information.
Hey, Chris, it's Nick for the stack.
Go ahead.
I agree with your point that not all the information would be available and we could extend the time frame. So I agree with that thinking, but perhaps there's been some information that's been provided I missed, but I'm still not aware of the allocation of the interest expense for the loan per station yet. Maybe that was provided in another form, but we do not know the allocation of that interest expense other than, and we don't know the allocation of the $26,000 that Tamer referenced earlier. So I don't know when that information is going to be provided and by whom.
Yeah, this, and I understand your objection and what the point is here. I mean, it's one thing to treat this as an accrual expense. It's another thing to actually make the payment. So, I mean, this is a cash deal. It really does have to, get paid. So just, you know, having it as a, as an off book item for various entities within the organization is not going to cut it. The payment's got to be made. And so the money has to come from somewhere, and figuring out how that's going to be done. I guess, Tamara, can you understand my line of reasoning on this? Where, if we don't have the breakdown, the formula for those interest payments, and they have to be made anyway, how would that generally happen? How would that happen for the organization, for a payment that was being made by an organization when not all the units were functioning? How would the allocations work? Where would that money come from, basically? How would that be done?
Well, I think right now, I don't think it's actually even been recorded yet. I know George is working on the entry and getting all the necessary details. I think that it will probably reside on WBAI's books, and so that's probably where the interest may hit, regardless of who's actually funding it. It would pass through the intercompanies and be a balance sheet item for the other groups. So on the consolidated, it will show as an expense. It'll just show, you know, in the consolidated. That's my general thinking on it. Because I think all of the current liabilities and everything are on WBAI's books. But I'm not 100% on that. I would say the other option is that it would reside on national office. Unless we come up with something that says that, you know, this amount is going to be the responsibility of the station. But I don't think anything like that has been determined.
Nancy? Go ahead, Nancy.
Go ahead. Yeah, I had a question about the allocation, too. Is this based on each station paying one-fifth? Or is there some other percentage allocation depending on revenue of each station?
I would say, again, that nothing's been decided as far as if the stations are going to be required to fund it, to what extent. I don't have an answer on that. I would say all of that is up for debate.
Okay. Yep. Interesting. Yeah, it almost seems like it would break down in the manner that the central services does, but I mean, that's just me freewheeling because I can't think of anything else right now.
So when do we need to know by? I guess whatever the allocation, I'm sorry, Nancy, did the snacking.
Go ahead, Nancy, it's okay, you're still on.
Okay, so when would we need to know this allocation breakdown, I guess? By September 30th or sooner so that the stations can plan how much they need to come up with? Which is going to be different now. By the way, Tamara, thanks for looking into that with the lender. Very relieved that we have money left over.
Yes. I would say definitely sooner than that. I've kind of been hesitant to mention it, but there is a possibility, or I've gotten some notification of some money coming from an estate. But I don't have cash in hand yet, so I have been hesitant to mention it. That may help with this. I believe WBAI received a portion from that estate, and they received their check. So I'm hoping there is a check coming for Pacifica Foundation overall that I'm actually hoping will answer all of this so as to add a little hope here. It's about $500,000.
So,
So, Nick, for the stack again, who's making the decision? How is this decision being made about how the loan would be paid? Is that a PMB decision? Is that a strategic planning committee decision? It just seems opaque to us on the finance committee how any of this is being decided, irregardless of any of the cash coming in. How is the obligation being distributed is completely opaque.
Reacting to the SAC.
Hold on a second, Nancy.
I would pretty often that answer.
You already answered it. But do you want to comment again? Tamara?
I didn't completely hear the question as far as who is deciding whatever. I'm afraid I don't know the answer to that. I've been on, you guys have been talking about it. Strategic Planning Committee has been talking about it. But as far as who has the final decision, I'm afraid I don't know.
Nancy, to the back.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
To answer that question, I think the ultimate decider is the PMB, but they haven't decided. The putting this on to the stations never came up at all last year, and I think it was thought that, I mean, ideas were proposed that any bequests that come in would go towards it, any extra money that came in would go towards it, things like that. But nobody, I mean, the PMB never decided what, how much the stations would contribute, if any. So I think it's upon the committees, finance or strategic planning or whatever, to make recommendations to the PMB to make that decision.
Linden to the staff.
That makes sense. Was that you, Linden?
Yes, it was.
Go ahead.
I just want to hear that number again, and is that WBAI plus Pacifica? The number for the estate.
For the estate. So WBAI got a check. Again, please tell me if this is not appropriate for this discussion. Not hearing anything. They did get a check.
Probably don't mention, if you mention a number, please don't mention probably whose bequest it was.
Yes. And I wouldn't even mention the numbers, to be honest with you. But
the numbers are already out. The numbers are out there, and they get mentioned. That's okay.
Okay. So they did get a check for about $200,000. There was an issue with how it's made out, and so they're actually having it reissued, so they don't have cash in hand as of yet. According to the documents that I got, that number matches what was in the estate documents. So Pacifica Foundation as a whole should receive about $500,000. So I don't have cash in hand yet.
That includes the $200,000 WBAI cash?
No, they are separate amounts.
$700,000 total?
Correct.
Thank you.
And I have also heard from the manager there at WBAI that they will be making some back payments to national office that could also help in funding.
That's,
wow, that would be good.
That's impressive.
It would be extremely wonderful and would maybe allow us to turn our focus to the principal of the loan.
That would also be amazing.
I can, Mark Paul, for a fast comment.
Go ahead, Mark Paul.
Yes, I think I've reported before on here, the WBII general manager is aware of more than one bequest that is in a pipeline. At least one of them is grinding through a legal system that seems to be run by Franz Kafka, but there are bequests, and he said that these should go to retiring the loan as much as possible. I don't think there's going to be, since the loan is altogether in the end like 3.3, we're not going to get that much, but there is more that he says is in the pipeline, and as it comes in, he has agreed that it should go to retiring the debt as much as possible.
Mm, that's terrific. Can we pay all the interest at one swell swoop and have it reduced?
Yeah, I think it would be worth it, a discussion on that. Yeah, I don't know that it would be reduced, but we could definitely find out if paying it at once would. I think we would want to still make the quarterly payments and work on the principal.
At least, yeah, at least reduce the principal. Would reduce the interest if we reduce the principal. I have a question about the interest payments then. Is what, I mean, I noticed I knew in the news the, I'm sorry, I forgot to ask to be on the staff again.
It's okay, go ahead, Nancy.
I noticed in the news the mortgage rates are going down. So what's the likelihood that our interest will be going down, and we'll have less than $70,000 every quarter to pay, since it's tied to the interest rates are tied to the prime.
Yeah, if prime rate goes down, then our interest dollar amount would go down. But if you know, if it goes down a tenth of a percent on 3 point something million, it's still going to be a big number.
This is Lyndon from SAC.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Are we at like LIBOR plus 2 or what? Just what is it?
We're at prime plus something. I can look that detail up real quickly.
Prime as in, how is that determined?
I believe there's a published rate. Yeah, I think there's a published rate that's called prime. If anyone knows that, you're welcome to chime in. But I believe prime.
I think we were like 3.5% above prime was what we were to pay.
Prime's 5.25% right now. So that'd be 8.75.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds like what we're paying now.
And this is to a nonprofit?
Yes, this is to a nonprofit that is marginally viable. And you know, there was a lot of discussion about this when the loan was made. And you know, it's a tough market for an entity like this one, for sure.
Yeah. I could make some more comments about other loans that we were looking at. This is better than the other ones we were looking at. Yeah, like we can pay back without penalty, and other loans that we were looking at, we would have had to pay a penalty to pay back. Not exactly that wording, but in effect, it was a penalty. We had to pay so much up front that it was effectively a penalty for prepayment. And I think it was the best interest we had was like 9 or 10%, something like that.
I remember it being double digits. There were two additional loan officers that I recall, and both of them were double digits. That's to the best of my memory right now.
The agreement is prime plus 3. Just
okay, so right in the quarter now.
I still am corrupted.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm looking for a little chart on Prime, and I can't pull it up right now, so my computer's too burdened with stuff.
Sharon for the stack.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, you know, this sort of question about what the loan interest rate is reminds me of our discussion and request to see the loan, because I do believe it would be helpful, the loan terms at least, for this finance committee to see that. So I'm wondering, what is the status of that?
This is Nancy. I had intended to put on the website the term sheet that we had and also the summaries of the loan, which gave a little more information about the terms and the conditions, things like that. I had some of it prepared and I could give it to, I'm not sure who to give it to get it on the website. I guess I'd have to get agreement from the PNB about what to publish on the website. If you like.
Yeah, I think the major concern was just to have the lender's name redacted. I think that was the only stipulation that I recall. Other than that, I don't think anybody had a real problem with that.
Pardon me, R. Paul, for a very fast comment.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that I'm looking at a Prime chart right now, and Prime was flat at 3.25 through 2015. It's been going up incrementally since then, so it sits at 5.25 now. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. I just want to say that in having to reconstruct the website, I ran into a press release from Pacifica Foundation from April of 2017 that gives the names of everybody involved in the loan. So the cat was out of the bag a year and a half ago, or no, two and a fraction years ago. So I'm not going to mention it or anything, but I don't think people have to get too uptight about maintaining the confidentiality of the lender, since there's a press release about it.
Interesting. I wasn't aware of that. All right. So back to the discussion at hand.
James for the stack.
Okay, James, go ahead.
Paul, are you willing to say who made that press release?
There goes my mouse on the floor. The then interim executive director, Thomas Livingston.
Thank you.
Interesting. Okay, so we are...
It should not have been released, but it was. You're right.
And I don't know. I guess I don't know really what the point is of that anymore on that basis, other than the fact that the lender specifically requested that not be discussed. And anyway, yeah, I don't know what to do with that. But thank you for sharing that. So we're still on the budget timelines. We're getting near the end of the allotted time for this. What I'd like to do is to come up with a revised budget timeline that includes that basically just adds 90 days to the existing budget timeline, and then we need to start acting on the individual elements of that timeline. Does that seem like a reasonable proposal? And if so, should we move it?
Paul Fiskat?
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, that sounds like an idea. And as we've been talking here, since it's pretty simple, I've had it up in front of me, and I've just pushed all of the deadlines 3 months into the future for everything. For instance, the first thing with CFO meeting with treasurers, et cetera, would be August 31st, and then it goes on and on. And the final thing, item number I, adopt the budget for the fiscal year beginning October 1st, the deadline on that would be December 30th, which, you know. Anyway, so if this is okay, I can send that out within minutes.
Yeah, I that's what I would like to see. So if anybody wants to make any changes or object to that or revisions or other suggestions, I'm perfectly willing to entertain it. But I'd like to get something on this so that we at least have some guidance going forward. I don't hear anybody screaming and yelling, so I'm going to assume that that's okay with everyone. So, yeah, go ahead and fire it off, Art Paul.
Okay.
All right. So I guess we could even try to adopt that. I don't see any reason not to. But we'll wait until everybody receives it first. Is there any more discussion on this item?
Is it being posted to the Yahoo group? Because I won't be able to see it unless it's sent as an attachment.
I am sending it. Okay. As we speak, I'm bringing up email, and I am attaching it as an attachment to an email. So give me... Give me a couple seconds.
Okay.
Okay, now I have to just find it on here. And okay, I got to rename it, so pardon me a second. It looks, you know what, I'm not going to rename it. It's going to have a funny name to it. It's going to be Timeline XX. That's life. I'll rename it later. Anyway, send. It's going out right now.
All right, thank you.
Got it.
I got it. Paul, I got it too.
Got it.
I might have just gotten it. I'll have to check. Yep, I got it as well.
I got it as well. It takes longer to get to the West Coast.
Even at the speed of light.
Yeah.
When I said it was coming through Lithuania, I wasn't kidding.
I think mine is still in a Baltic state.
I like the RTF format, by the way, Arcal. My new version of my new Microsoft suite actually reads it perfectly. So thank you.
Microsoft invented that format.
They did. They did, huh? Well, that explains it. I'm going to close out the old one, open the new one. There we go. Okay. Got it. All right. Is there anybody who doesn't have the new budget timeline in front of them? All right. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this budget timeline unless everybody wants to ponder it for a while, which I don't really recommend based on the LSB meeting schedule.
I move to accept it.
All right.
Is
are there
Chad?
Any objections?
Yeah, is that Chad okay. moving?
Yep.
Yes.
Are there any objections to the timeline as proposed? All right. Hearing none, we have a budget timeline. Hallelujah. All right. Now the work begins. So I guess all of you LSB members, namely all of us, we need to carry the ranking the budget priorities back to the board so that we can get that moving on the earliest possible time schedule. We have a full 2 months to get that into our LSBs and to get those priorities lined up. And hopefully within that, sooner than that time frame, we'll have at least an interim calculation for the central services for the individual stations. And, then we can get it back here and start working on it in the meetings. All right, I think that just about does it for this section, and so that leaves any new business. Any new business to bring? Anybody?
Mansoor would like to put an item for the future.
Okay, give it to me.
All right, thank you. And I'll give it to everybody else, and thanks for shielding everybody. I think due to the lack of PNB discussing financial and paying the loan back, I think we need to start working on that ourselves as the finance committee. And we need to come up with a procedure how to find out how to pay the interest and this and that. We should designate one meeting how to tackle this issue. I have no answers. I have answers the same as anybody else and ideas. But as a committee, we don't know the aggregate or the collective ideas what to do. So maybe we should, just like we deal with the budget, we should deal with paying the loan back and how we do it should be an, a starting point from finance committee. Thanks.
Okay, Mansoor. I like that idea. I think that based on the fact that we've kind of cleared the board of most of the other items until this budget process starts coming in to the committee, I wouldn't mind taking this up next time. I agree that it's important. I can't think of a better place for it to start than here, candidly. I think it kind of belongs here. So we can start thinking about how to do that, especially in light of the fact that seems like Tamara is just as bewildered by who should pick that up as anybody else present. It seems appropriate for us to pick it up. So.
Sure.
I'd be pleased to see that discussed here next time.
Okay, and may I add to some ideas to this?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure, okay, thank you. And I want to say, Chris, really wonderful. I think you, from all the times, you know, you have worked in finance and this and that, so you know the spreadsheets, P&L. You and Bill Crozier are really good at this thing. And same as R. Paul, don't get me wrong. So I'm not dissing anybody. I'm just saying this is the first time in a long time that the finance committee is actually doing something really good with people who are knowledgeable about this field. So what I would like to recommend, instead of I get a sense and a feeling that we are very antagonistic towards our management team. To me, this is a wrong approach, and I think we should invite our management team, especially managers, since we're talking about finance, paying the loan back, all this stuff. We should invite the managers to be part of this discussion if we're just going to concentrate on this issue. Because a collective vision is much better than divided vision to tackle the paying the loan back, paying, stabilizing Pacifica's finance, and actually having a direction how to deal with this. So I would recommend to bring the management team, general managers, to this discussion.
Since we have got rid of our
executive director, we need to reach out to the management team.
Okay. When you say management team, are you talking about station managers? Is that what you're talking about, Mansoor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That sounds reasonable. Any other comments?
You said something about the executive director?
I believe Ms. Store did.
Yeah. The general managers and executive director come on, and is that what she said? Was the question to Mansoor? Yeah.
Is Mansoor still there?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Yeah, Mansoor, the executive director or interim executive director would be part of the management team, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's no problem whatsoever.
Okay, I'm just checking, and I think Arpal was as well. Okay, understood. Anyone else? I think Bill's going to actually be really pleased that this discussion is being pushed forward, by the way. It's been like, he's been harping on me about it for months now by email. So I think that, we'll have someone who's very enthusiastic about this issue. I think all of you actually have been interested in it. So not to throw shade on anyone here. I think it's been like a major issue. Everybody's been a little bit worried about it, but Bill especially has been like obsessed with it for quite a while now, and I can appreciate that.
And he's not the only one. So I telepathically communicated with him before I spoke. So or vice versa.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that you guys have a connection. All right.
Nancy,
go ahead, Nancy. We got 10 minutes until time certain here, so.
I just wanted to offer information lists and information that myself and the Maxie had been collecting on options. I can forward that if that would help.
Options on what, Nancy?
Paying back the loan.
Okay, I'm interested in seeing that. Thank you. All right, anyone else want to chime in? Well, I have a very wilted salad sitting on my desk here that needs my attention. So I would like to adjourn. Okay. All right. Are there any objections to adjourning? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you very, very much, people. That was productive.
Thank you, Chris.
Good night. Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Tamara.
Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Good meeting.